All right, real quick question before we get to our calls. We've got Tom and Miranda wants to talk about roses. Bob in Tucson is Mesquite Tree, and Bonita in Chandler wants to talk about planter. We have Robin Phoenix, Bougainvillea, Texas Yellowbell, both hit from the frost.
Well, let's just talk about frost pruning in general. Don't prune yet. But bottom line is, I don't think we had, unless you had very, very new plants, that we had cold enough, long enough weather to really do any severe damage to anything. A lot of what you're seeing is superficial. It's just the foliage that got burned. You may get a few small branches, but the best thing to do is to wait till the plant starts to put on new growth. That'll do two things. It'll tell you, okay, the plant thinks it's warm enough in time. The other thing is it'll tell you how much you really need to prune back. So at least the middle of February, so at least probably another month before you should do any pruning on frost damage plant material. The stuff that's there now will help insulate and protect if we get more freezing, which we got another 30 days to go before that is out of the question. Depending on where you live, longer than that even. So hands off, just don't do anything. If it really bugs you, you know, just use a blower and blow some of the leaves around and blow them off and rake up and clean up. But leave all the dead tissue on there. Do not prune. Step away. Back away from the pruners. Go plant some new plants. Plant some rose bushes. Do something else.
Plant something new or get a paintbrush and tackle a project around your house.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. There's a lot of those.
Let's get to our calls. Tom and Miranda wants to talk about roses. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You mentioned earlier that if you don't prune, you're going to end up with a 10-foot monster rose bush, which is exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
But it does need some pruning. So where do I start there?
Well, tell me what you're trying to, why you want it that big and what you're trying to do.
There are two climbing roses, and they're growing up a west wall on a trellis.
So you're talking about climbers, not rose bushes, which is a whole nother animal. And we do not prune climbers the same way as we do shrubs. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I wouldn't want somebody trimming their climber way down and having to start all over. So with climbers, you can do a lot with just kind of shaping it the way you want it to grow. If it's trying to fill a form out or over an arbor or, you know, spread out on a trellis, you can just kind of go in and, you know, and tip them back a little bit and kind of shape them and clean them up a little bit and leave the main frame structure about the size that you want it to be.
And that is a pretty look when you can get it on a trellis, especially if you've got a west or south facing side. Use it to shade your home, give you a little sun barrier in the summertime to cut down that heat, give you a nice warm sun in the winter when we prune it back like that.
Yep. Good call. Don't want to prune climbing roses anywhere like the same way we do regular rose bushes.
Bob, a little farther south in Tucson, wants to talk about a mesquite tree. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Thank you. I've heard various opinions on this, but I have about at least a dozen mesquite trees on my property, and some of them, not all of them, but some of them leave dead growth in the under the active part of the canopy. And I was just curious whether it should be just left there or whether that should be pruned away.
Well, there's probably no reason to leave it necessarily. And if it bothers you cosmetically, I would probably clean it out as needed. I don't know that there's really a right or wrong on that, other than that if it was in my landscape, I wouldn't want a lot of dead, twiggy-looking stuff in my trees. I would probably, as needed, just kind of clean them out. I'd be careful over-pruning mesquites. Be careful pruning them up too high up off the ground. Mesquites and Palo Verdes are really just kind of big bushes. They want to be low to the ground, big bushy things, and we start trying to make them into a standard-looking tree with a single trunk with 6 or 8 foot of head clearance underneath them, and you know, they get top heavy and weird things happen. So leave them as natural as you can, but trimming out any dead growth shouldn't be detrimental to the tree at all, and it would improve the looks.
Let's see if we can squeeze Bonita into the as our final caller this Saturday morning. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Okay, so I have a oak tree in my front yard, and of course, around the trunk, it's a little bit bare. So I was going to build a planter box around it, because you know I can do anything, because I saw it on YouTube. But I saw an article. I saw an article that you should not place planter boxes around trees because it can hurt the roots. So I figured I would call and get your expert advice.
Yeah, you really got to be careful putting any new soil level or raising the soil level up on the trunk of an existing plant or tree. Just like when we plant a tree, we don't want to plant it any deeper than it has been grown in the container that it's in. So, yeah, no, it's a bad idea. Sorry. One thing you can do is you can kind of make a double planter. So you could go out a couple feet away from the trunk and put a, you know, how are we going to make it out of brick or block or whatever, and then go out from that so that there's a, you know, there's a space around the trunk of the tree that's not getting touched by soil. That's one way to do it. Sorry, shouldn't do that.
Well, now you know.
That's right. Good thing she asked first.
And if you're starting a new one, you could put some Farm's Choice in there for your bed.
Great compost. You can put it in with new plantings, prepping new beds, new rose bushes that are being planted. Farm's Choice fertilizer is awesome for that.